This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's going to be another scorcher. So if you're up, why don't you set up the sprinkler and let's get a little bit of water on the garden before the heat really starts to get oppressive. By getting it wet early, you'll have a chance to penetrate the ground and there'll be a lot less evaporation. So that's one of the secrets when you have this amount of heat. Get it done early before the ground warms up, and especially before the air warms up. If you have a fan type sprinkler, one that looks like a big fan that will go back and forth, that kids love to play under, it does a great job in the lawn, but when you have temperatures in the 90s, that water being shot up in the air like that, some of it is going to evaporate before it even hits the ground. So get your watering done early in the morning, and by 10, 11 o'clock, you should have most of it done. Don't water during the heat of the day if possible. Again, a lot of it's going to evaporate. And with the amount of humidity that we're getting, the thing that you do not want to do is water at night. You've got to get your watering done around, start like at 5, but by 7 o'clock, it's got to be done. You can't be running it when it's dark out. The reason is the moisture that builds up on the leaves of your plant, whether it's a vegetable, a flower, roses, shrubbery of any type, is going to keep that plant wet all night. Which if it's, you know, dry and the humidity levels are low, it's not going to be a problem. When you get high humidity, like a lot of us from coast to coast are getting right now, it encourages diseases. And you're going to get late blight on some vegetables, early blight on other vegetables. You're going to get powdery mildew on your squashes, your cucumbers, melons, and powdery mildew on lilac trees, tall phlox, bee balm, and a few other perennials, and roses, the same thing. You're gonna, if you look at your roses and the tip of the plant looks like it has a white, like a white dust on the foliage and even the buds in severe cases, then you have something called powdery mildew. And it will literally suck the life out of that plant. It blocks the light so that the plant can't do its job in manufacturing food. and making energy for the plant to fight off these diseases. But the thing that it does is it will kill the flower buds. They'll just rot right on the plant. So especially with roses and tall phlox that are almost in bud, in some places they're in bloom, try to get your watering done either first thing in the morning or between 5 and 7 so that the foliage has a chance to dry out. It's going to make a big, big difference in the ability of the plant to become productive. And I'll tell you right now, with the amount of heat and humidity that we've had, even here in Maine, where, you know, we come to because it's cooler and we don't want the heat of summer like the South gets. That's why we live here, because it's cooler, less humid. Well, we're getting 95-degree temperatures. Boston is expected to hit 100 degrees today with high humidity. So I'll tell you, stay inside as much as possible. Put your sprinkler on right now, even before you make your coffee, and get it running in areas. And then the other thing, and probably one of the most important things of all, when it's hot and dry like this, if you don't have a sprinkler system in your lawn, don't mow your grass. It's just, it's so hot, it's so dry. And most of the country is down in the amount of rainfalls. Yeah, we've been getting these little pop-up thunderstorms, and they've been really useless for the most part. What we need is a good day of a soaking rain, and the farmers are really having a tough time. Corn is very, very late, and it's smaller than normal, and all of your other vegetables production wise just isn't doing the job. And one plant that, you know, the number one vegetable in our garden is the tomato. And what's happening to your tomatoes is, if it's not pollinated by a little bit of a wind in the early morning, and we get temperatures that are 90 degrees or higher, that blossom that's prime for pollination will abort. They don't like the heat, and the tomatoes will not form in places. So you may be looking at your tomatoes, you've got some nice early ones, and then you're going to notice some gaps where no tomatoes has formed. And you've done nothing wrong. You've been watering, possibly been feeding them as needed. But when you get temperatures that are 90, the blossoms during the heat of the day will just abort and they'll fall off the plant. So what I'd like to see you do is this. If you're up early, take a walk in the garden and shake your tomato plants. Tomatoes are pollinated by wind, not by bees, but by wind. So if you have them in cages, shake the cage, and that will shake the flower, moving the pollen from the pollen sacs onto the female portion of the plant. And with a little bit of luck, you'll have pollination and you'll have some sort of fruit. Now, the other thing that happens when you get a lot of heat like this, especially on tomatoes, is they become misshapen. They're still good. It's just that the heat affected the pollination, and it may not have been pollinated 100%, and you get these weird-looking fruit, but they still taste very, very good. So don't worry about it. Just give them a little shake, and I try and take a walk through the garden and move the branches that are growing at a good rate with this heat to back into the cages, because they'll grow right through it, and that will hold them upright, and that will help to ensure that you have plenty of fruit. Now, cucumbers right now should be coming out beautiful, nice and long and thin. But if you're getting cucumbers that look like a golf ball, or they're long on one end, swollen on the other, and the very tip looks like a nipple from a baby's bottle, that was caused by the lack of moisture. So if you're growing cucumbers, give them plenty of water at this time of the year. And if we can help you, call us, and we'll work together. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To the Paul Parent Cotton Club, and if you're just stirring, make that coffee strong. You're going to need it this morning when you get out in that heat. It is going to be a scorcher, and it's not just the middle part of the country of the South. It's from Maine to Florida and Florida to California and up north. At least the East Coast and the middle part of the country are not experiencing fires like California is getting, and it's like it's just burning like crazy. You get like a dozen different fires. And it's taking everything out. Just a real mess out there. So, if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
First up this hour, we've got Diane from Massachusetts, and she's got a couple questions about her tomatoes.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. Yes, we're growing some tomatoes, and they're coming along nicely. However, I'm finding that a few of them have some kind of rot on the bottoms. I don't know if I have a bug problem or if it could be blight.
Now, this is on the leaves or on the fruit?
On the fruit.
Okay. What you have is something called blossom end rot. And if you had received my newsletter, which is free, and all you need to do is go to paulparent.com, and you would click on to newsletter archive. And I did a story, I think 2 weeks ago, either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, about blossom and rot. And what you're going to need to do right now is any of your tomatoes that have that brown soft spot on the underside where the blossom originated is you got to pull it off the plant and throw it away.
Okay.
It's due to the lack of lime, your soil being too acidic, and stress on the plant due to the heat. But go to my website, paulparent.com, click on email newsletter archive. It's at the top left side.
Mm-hmm.
And the newsletters are listed by the month and the year. And it was either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that I talked about it and the various products that you could treat your plants. And it's not too late, but if you don't treat the plants, the rest of the fruit will develop the same thing.
Oh, so it spreads.
Yeah. There's a product made by Bonide called Rot Stopper.
Okay.
And you would apply it to the plant, follow the recommendations, and it will prevent future fruit from developing it. Now, while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. It's free, and it will come to you as an email every single Thursday. And I think the week that I did that particular story, I talked about the tomato hornworm, that big, green, ugly caterpillar that's coming, if it's not already where you live, and the Asiatic lily beetle that's on your lilies right now. But I try and do three different stories every single week to let you know what's going on and tell you what to use to prevent the problem or at least slow it down and even stop it. But check
it
out.
That's great.
And it will give you all the information that you need. But any of the fruit that have that black spot, just pull it off the plant, and the plant will make new fruit, because that fruit, that black, will fill the whole inside of your tomato, and it won't be edible. So pull them off, feed your plants, water, and use the products. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257.
That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We were just talking about tomatoes, that the underside is turning brown or black, and that is called blossom end rot. Now, it is on tomatoes. It will be on summer squash, it will be on zucchini, and a few other vegetables. And you can buy this as a concentrate or a ready-to-use sprayer. So if you only have two or three tomatoes, you can buy the ready-to-use sprayer. It's a quart-type sprayer. Now, the other thing that you could do, if this weather continues to be hot and muggy, and the humidity levels continue to stay high, when you're getting the rot stop that's made by Bonide, pick up a bottle of tomato blossom set. And again, you have to buy a lot. It comes in a quart bottle or even an 8 ounce if you only have a couple of tomatoes, and it's an artificial pollen. And what you would do is go in the garden either early in the morning, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, and spray the blossoms with it. And that will ensure that they get pollinated even in the heat. And the end results with the blossom set spray is there'll be almost seedless tomatoes. So if you're making spaghetti sauce, less tomatoes in the fruit, and it will help to ripen your tomatoes 3 weeks earlier. So think about those two products if you're growing tomatoes and they're not doing what you should. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Maine, and he's got a question about tomatoes as well.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I live year-round in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Okay.
I have a summer house up in Maine, and my tomato plants in New Jersey. Point Pleasant is like 2 miles inland from the ocean, right edge of Jersey Shore. And is it still a good time to fertilize? My tomato plants are about 3 feet high. I have nice fruit. But I was wondering if it's still a good time to fertilize.
What did you use when you put them in?
I used a Holly Tone.
Okay. I would prefer that you use Vegetable Tone instead of Holly Tone. The reason is Holly Tone is acidic base. And if your soils become too acidic in the vegetable garden, you will develop blossom and rot, like we were just talking to with the previous caller.
Right.
And that, all of the Espoma products are all organic. They'll last about 3 months. So what I would do is I would hit them now,
right,
while we're getting some heat and they're really getting motivated to grow, with some Vegetable Tone. It's neutral base, and it will prevent that blossom and rot on your cucumbers and melons and pumpkins and tomatoes as well.
Yeah, because we have right there at the Jersey Shore, we have a lot of humidity from, you know, the ocean and the moisture.
Yeah, and so get your watering done early. And
right.
And then the other thing that you could consider, if you want to keep your garden organic, there is a fungicide that you could put on your tomatoes to eliminate blossom end rot, leaf spot, early blight,
right,
or late blight, and it's called Agrifos, and it's spelled A-G-R-I-F-O-S. It's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Yeah, I'm gonna join up. I know you have your website, and I'm gonna sign up for that. And I'm sure you know it has all good information. And you know, even down at Jersey Shore, I'm sure all the product could be used there also.
Oh, sure. Because I try. See what I try and do when I do a story is I'll give you the organic product and I'll give you the man-made chemical product, and then you can decide what you're going to do. I don't want to dictate that you have to be organic. I don't want to dictate that you have to be chemical.
Yeah, I'm pretty much organic. I really don't use any fertilizers at all. You know, during the early spring, I'll use a cow manure dehydrated, and
yep,
really I don't use any chemicals as far as fertilizers.
Okay.
You know, I'd rather go the natural.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that you could do, too, John, is there is a company called Black Cow, and it's spelled K-O-W. It's in a yellow bag with a black cow on it. It comes out of Florida. And I went to the processing plant when I was visiting my son in Florida. It was like, by chance, like 15 minutes away.
Right.
And the black cow guarantees 67% of actual cow manure in the bag. Most
yes.
of your other cow manures are average between 10 and 15% cow manure. The rest is the sawdust, the wood chips, a little bit of sand when they scraped it out. But what Black Cow does is they put it through a series of shaking and screens.
Right.
They get rid of the sawdust, they get rid of the sand, and all that's left is manure. So you're getting a much better product. And what I'm going to be...
Great.
And what I'm doing this year, in fact, I'm hoping that by Monday, today is going to be in the mid to high 90s here in Maine, is I'm going to take a 5-gallon bucket. I'm going to put a shovel full of Black Cow, fill the bucket full of water, and then just take a stick and stir it up really well to make like a manure tea. Like a soup. And I'm going to put probably 0.5 gallon to 1 gallon around the base of my tomato plants, my pepper plants, and my vine crops to try and really push them right now. And it will help. It will help to eliminate a lot of problems.
My father used to do the chicken manure.
Yeah, my dad did too. Good stuff.
Yeah. He used to soak it in the garbage can of water and use that to water the plants.
Yep. My dad had in the middle of his garden a 50-gallon plastic barrel. I don't know where he bought it, and it had a cover on top. And when he bought it, about a foot from the bottom, he drilled a hole and he put a spigot. And
right.
he would put in maybe a third manure and then fill it full of water. And he had a little ore that he found at the dump. And he would stir it up really, really well and then attach the hose to it. And he'd go right down the rows of carrots and beets and green beans and so forth and give him a good drink with that. And when the water was all gone, he'd shut off the nozzle, fill a barrel again, a little bit of manure. And, man, you could almost see those plants dancing in the garden.
Yeah. Did he wear a clothespin on his nose when he opened the top?
No, he was pretty good. He actually liked the smell of it, man, did stuff grow it. And as long as you keep it 6 to 12 inches away from the plant so that you don't burn it, because chicken manure is really hot compared to cow manure.
He would put that on in the fall and the winter, so by springtime it would dilute and it wouldn't be it wouldn't burn.
Yep, he did that too. We probably 2 or 3 miles from the house was a chicken farm, and when my dad grew up, he used to deliver eggs for the chicken farmer, and. It's a second generation there, and he goes down, or he used to go down every fall and get 2-3 pickup trucks, spread it all over the garden, and then rototill it in, and it would help.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a quick funny story. Friday before Easter, I was probably maybe 10 or 11 years old. 5 kids in the family. And that Friday night, my dad got a pickup truck full of chicken manure. And he shoveled it and spread it all over the lawn. And it was really potent. And the 5 of us kids had a bandana on to cover our nose. And we raked it all into the lawn. We got it all done. It started to rain, and Sunday morning for Easter, the heat built, and the church was next door. And we went to church, and it was hot. We could smell it at the house. And we're not in church 15 minutes, and it started coming in through the windows. And you could hear the windows in church closing, and people going, oh, my God, what's that smell? God, yeah. Did we laugh.
Yeah. So I'm going to join up for your newsletter, and if you ever get to Point Pleasant, New Jersey, stop in.
I'd love to stop in. Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. If we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products. If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. So as you're having your coffee, you got a pad of paper and a pen, taking some notes, give us a call if you're seeing problems in your yard. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Louise from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her rhododendron.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning, Paul. In May, I had two rhododendrons, PJM rhododendrons, planted in my yard.
Okay.
And they're both doing well, with the exception of one has more little yellow leaves dropping, when I move the branches, dropping off the bottom part. I can see there's new growth on the top.
Right.
But I didn't know about these, not excessive, but definitely there, more than the other rhododendron shows.
Okay. How often are you watering?
Quite often.
And so, like, what, every other day, or?
Oh, well, for the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks, it was more or less daily, and now at least every other day.
Okay, and do you stand there with a nozzle and spray it, or do you just soak the ground?
No, I put the hose down and let it run at the base.
Oh, good, good. Okay. When you're done watering, are you getting a puddle that kind of sits there for a little bit?
As it's watering, there is a puddle created, but it drains down rapidly.
It goes right through. Okay.
Yeah.
What I would try to do is to get a liquid fertilizer.
Uh huh.
To try and give it some additional energy.
All right.
Now you can use the Neptune's Harvest. And you can find that at Mouth Garden Center.
Mm-hmm.
And if either that or Organica, they have some organic fertilizers also. And one of them is called Grow, G-R-O-W. And you would just mix it with water, pour it around the base of the plant, and it will help to eliminate some of the leaf drop.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was watering it too much.
If it was a normal summer, I would say yes.
All right.
But this has not been a normal summer. I mean, even in Maine, where I live, we're getting, I mean, we've had 4 days this week of over 95 degrees.
Yes, as we have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Portland, where on the news they were saying that the city of Portland, Maine, broke records that they haven't seen in the last 4, 5, 6 years with the amount of heat.
Yes.
And then you add the humidity in, it just makes the plant have a tough time growing. So what we need is a day of rain, not this pop-up showers that last a minute and then it's done. And
that's exactly what we're getting also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday they had predicted that we would have a good soaking rain and thunder and lightning and possibly hail. Well, we had rain that probably lasted maybe 4 or 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later the ground was bone dry. So
absolutely,
it did absolutely nothing.
No. Well, I thank you for the information, and I'll apply that fertilizer that you mentioned.
Yep. And while you're there, you might as well hit the two good ones at the same time to give them a little push.
Give it to the other one, you mean?
Yep. Give all of your newly planted PJM rhododendrons. You might as well feed them all, and that will stimulate the roots to get established before the fall and winter season gets here. And that's what you want. Get them ready for the winter, because after a summer like this, who knows what the winter's going to be like.
It's always a surprise.
It is.
Thank
you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Louise. Bye-bye.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.